Rabosai, it's always a tremendous source to get up and speak in front of the Schach of Eilam. I have everything.
You do?
Okay. Thank you. Rishus all the Chashav Rabbanim, and as I point out every year, that I don't necessarily feel that I'm any more right to tell you about the sugya than you yourself learning the sugya Baruch Hashem, and I really feel that very strongly. Just whatever reason, the Baruch Hashem stuck me up here and stuck you over there, so that's life. But I'm very interested in getting feedback. How you, the kudos over here in the sugya, how you're learning, it's a chance for me to learn also. Okay. I started working on the sugya. I was not well for a few weeks. I just only really started working on the sugya, going through the sugya. And last time I was thinking was a long, long time ago, on Thursday. And I was very happy to realize I started on the sugya, and I have no idea what the sugya is talking about. I'm Oretz Gomer in the sugya. I felt very happy to understand that. So I'm saying Shir B'Teres I'm Oretz, and the Bereshim should be open the path of the Austin. Get up on my path also. Zatim Mishnah Lo Yisyachad Adam Im Shtei Nashim. So the Mishnah says a person coming is yachid im shtei noshim. So my first problem was I had Amoris took a question, the word yichud. We should probably know what the word means. I don't know what the word means. What does it mean? They're b'yachad together? It means the lashon of yachad? Is that the point that they're together? Because it means the only they are there, but so what's the only? If it's a man with two women, so where's the only? The Torah's lashon is seser. The pasuk the more is going to bring is the lashon of the pasuk is seser, but by nistra v'hinitmoa, which is some of the sugyas, the poskim learn out the shir of iser yichud from the sugya of stira and soita, which over there the word is stira. The pasuk the more says kisiska achicha benimecha v'seser leimor. At the end of the pasuk it says v'seser. So why are we calling it yichud? Like all of a sudden, so what's lashon Torah l'chud, lashon chomer l'chud? Okay, so this word yichud needs to be explained, and apparently yichud doesn't mean only them, because we can have the poskim we'll talk about. We'll see Rashi later on, the Tosis later on. One man with many women, that's called yichud. So they're meyuchad for him. So that's a word which needs to be explained. Okay, I don't have any great tzurutzim on it. So the mission is machal between the difference of man and two women, and a woman with two men. Now you saw in the test already, there's a shayla in the Gersos. What's Rav Shimon talking about? He's arguing on the din of Tana Kama Bachlau, and he's saying that an ishachad ki misyachad im shtei noshim, period, and mismash ishimo is a new point. And then you take the vav of v'yasheni mahem bepundiki and you put it in front of ubizman. It's a new case, which we have in front of us, that Rav Shimon was talking about cases man she ishta imoy, and then he argues, which means the Pashta Tanakama disagrees with that. Even ishta imoy is going to be a problem of with ming nisyachim v'shtei noshim. There's no iser of yichud with imoy and bitoy. Then the mission says that there's a different issue of Yashem Hebe Bekir Basar, Mimik Dilu. Fine. So the mission introduces this Isser of Yichud. Now, why is this Isser of Yichud in Masechtas Kedushin? Why is this here in Masechtas Kedushin? The Mishnah is before, Tama Dinei Neimonis, etc. Do I have a suggestion where is it better to be found in Shas? I'm not sure. But there's no flow to the previous Mishnah. It's like a brand new thought. And so what's the Hemshech over here? That's also something which needs to be explained. Okay. Zakrashi in Bez Noshim in Nesha Daitan Kala, Mishtein Nechel Hisbatis, Wasirzum Chabertashav, he Tasakamoisa. So Rashi learns the Lomas of Bez Noshim is because the Cheshash is that both of them will be Mispata. If it would be true that both of them will not be Mispata, so then one of them would be uncomfortable doing it because she's afraid she'll be Mispata, the other woman will not be Mispata, and now she's done something improper. The other woman will know about it and she might tell other people about it. But if they're both Mispata, so she's not scared. That's how Rashi learns. The Ritva, you saw the Ritva. The Ritva learns that we're not kosher that both will be mispata, but we are kosher that they'll be mechapa for each other. So even if this woman will, one of them will be mispata, so the other one will not necessarily tell about it. So it doesn't create a shmira. So it doesn't create a shmir. The point is, the lash would be two women, because the way there be 12 urns. Betzel the chashash is the same as with one woman. Maybe there'll be mispat.
The Rashi as well. The next Rashi says that the man is bosh. Sounds like by a woman, there's less of that.
No, Rashi, Shavshi Tasa Kamoisa, she will also do it. Rashi stresses the Lashon, Shavshi Tasa Kamoisa. Now, Pashas, you hear over here in Rashi, just, you know, a more basic problem before that, that issue between him and the Ritva, the Chashash over here is that there'll be it. Right? The Chashash is that they'll have be it. So when we get to the Gemara, we have to figure out exactly. Why is that the only reason why? Let's say that we're not be worried of them possibly having bia. So it's okay that the man and woman should be in seclusion together, right? Or it's okay the man and woman, two women should be in seclusion together. Like, what's going to be without that chashash? What's wrong with it? Okay. Right. So we'll see.
What's the kasha?
Well, I want to understand. Rashi came along and said the chashash over here is. The problem of yichud is that maybe shem mispat and do a ma'isibiyah. That's the chashash. But on them, we're not worried about it. We're not worried about that. Maybe the problem is the stam. Why don't we tell them the problem is that they shouldn't be together? That itself is a kir of das. Hit a man and a woman is not an appropriate thing, right? Okay, so you tell me it's not musterdik, but it's not an isser. What is this isser? That's going. We'll get to let's see the Gemara on that. Okay, something more. My time. So whatever daitan kalas, the more that's what Rashi and the Ritva are arguing. What the kalas is either because they'll be mispata, or because they will they'll be mechapa. Menohani mili.
Why is Rashi have to tell you this again? Adopt the kalas of the
Okay, it's a fair question. I might have a teretz. Okay, so menohani mili on Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rishmo Remez the Yichum in the Torah Shulim Nine. Yisizcha Chichem Ani Mecha Vechibenei Meisis Ben Aben Meisis Olam Nochaben Mishachni Mimoi. Was it fine? Also Yisachad Im Kol Raisha B'Torah. Then the more the Pasha Dekro by Mike Steve, and the more says this whole drasha that this Shaka Vatari, what the Pasha Dekro is. So let's talk about this drasha for a second. So the Gemara is bringing me, so the conversation of the Gemara is strange. My timer, because the Daitan Kalas the Leyan. Menohani Mili, a Posik. So a Remes. Now, lest you tell me that this Remes is only Stama Remes. That's why it pointed out you should see the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is very clear. The Gemara's Lashon, the Gemara there is discussing the Gzeira of Yichud. The Gemara says, Gzeira of Yichud, it's the Raisa. And it brings this pasuk. So the Gemara says, no, the Gzeira was on a Penuya. And Echonami, Eshe Zish is the Raisa. And the Gzeira was on a Penuya. So the Gemara is clearly over there. Now, if this is only an Asmachta, it's Gzeira Darbanan. So what's the question? The Gemara says, what are you telling me? It's Gzeira Darbanan, it's a pasuk. Yeah, the pasuk is just an Asmachta Baum, it's a Remez. So the Gemara is clearly understanding over there in Avodah Zarah. No, this is a full bona fide drasha. This is in the Raisa. Ish is the Raisa. And Penuya is the Darbanan. And the Mishabura points out that, you know, that's talking about a woman who's not an Eda. A Penuya was not an Eda because it was Man Chazal. Even women which were Penuyas went to the Mikvah because of Tyrus. So when a woman could be of age and not be a nida, but nowadays all our psulas are nidas, so they go into this of arayas. So it's all they all be derises. So this is a bona fide drasha. So what's the conversation of the Gemara? So the Gemara tells me why. The Gemara says this is my time. Why would you my time? There's a pasuk. The redemption cup. What are you? What's the right? The Gemara says my time, and the Gemara says noshim daitan kalas. Then the more says Nohani Mili. So what's Nohani Mili? How do I know the Nashim Daitan Kalas? No, that the more you're not being arrived from that pasuk Nashim Daitan Kalas, right? Maybe you can find another pasuk Nashim Daitan Kalas. I don't know, you know, but that's a very difficult. Harris is what you're telling me. You're Dorish time at a Krah. So it's a Shimon in the Mishnah. Shimon is Dorish time at a Krah. So it's a funny conversation again. The more should ask. Well, the Rangel distributing the Gemara. Rangel says, "You want to know what's the source for Remes? Menohani Mili or Rabbi Yechonon? That's Adkan. What do you need my time? Yeah. So if you tell me, so it comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba says, and the Chochmas Adam, that's in the Maromokim Merkaimus, that that the Rashi says the Isser Yichud, the Raisa is only one man and one woman. An Isser of one man and two women is the Rabbana. So the Mora says, okay, so the Mishnah tell me one man and two women is a Din Rabbana. Where'd that come from? So the Mora says, oh, Noshim Daitan Kalasulay. Right? So it means what's the Mora saying? I understand. This is the Raisa, this is the Raisa. And even if you want to tell me the sword of the rice, it's chashash of bia, etc. But two women? The Mora said, yeah, even two women. So that's a very foolish question. That's Rashi's stressing. That was the Mamash Hashakot Tayyar Gemar. According to the Ritva, it's even more than that. The Mora is saying, the chashash over there, two women should be in Mispata, is very not Mistabar. So what are we worried about? Let it act as a Shemira? No, Chazal were Goyzer, because Chazal were afraid that's not a good Shemira. Okay. Right, then what's the next step of the Gemara? And the Gemara says, okay, one second, but we're not going to make this Gzera out of the luft. There must be a Din D'Oraisa that we're starting with. Right, we're making regozer two unto one, right? A type of a Svara. The Cheshash is, especially according to the Ritva, the Cheshash is only one woman will be Mispata. Right? So that's this is the Raisa. Elamai, what you would think that a second woman acts as a Shemira, she doesn't. But Echel Teisa, your question for the whole thing, Baklal? Oh, where do you get the... You have a Remez... You have an Issa D'Oraisa. That's the flow of the Gemara according to that. I want to point out the Marsham disagrees. He brings Raisa, and that's not true. Even Yichud with two women is D'Oraisa. Not everybody agrees with this Rashba.
Marsham.
She was Marsham. Right.
Rashi's not probably against the Rab.
You know what? He doesn't bring the Rashba. He brings it's also interesting. Chacham Zadam says the Shikol also doesn't bring the Rashba. Chacham Zadam and Bina Zadam bring has this whole Shikol, the Frankfurt the flow of the Gemara. He said, I have a shot in the Gemara. He doesn't bring the Chumas of Rashbas. I don't know. I saw the Tzitzel Yezer says Taka Pella that the Marsham and the Chacham Zadam, neither one brings the Chumas of Rashba. It's a Frankfurt Chumas of Rashba. I don't know. I'm not going to answer that question. But Kapodim, if you want to call the Machos in the Chacham Zadam and the Marsham, that sounds more comfortable, right? That the Marsham against the Rashba. Okay.
Isn't Rashi Mashma the Kashas? What's the close between the two men? Two ladies. It has nothing to do with the rice, but the cash is a swore. Why two ladies yet and two men?
I'm not arguing. I'm agreeing with that. I'm just saying that once you say that all these are the abundance, so we still listen. Chomer making the abundance. They said this. Yeah, this nish. Look, what's going on? That's what's being a question. But the next step of the Gemara is. What the Chacham Zadam is grappling is what's the next stage of the Gemara? If this all goes in this to the Raisa, so what was the Shaka Matayah of the Gemara?
Well, even if it was the Raisa, so mid the Raisa, what's the Chilek? So the Gemara says one's died from Kalis and one's not. So frankly, Mark, where does it come from?
Now you're moving into very difficult, very challenging territory. If it's the Raisa, what power did the Chum have to be Magda the Pasuk? Right? That's going to be the next question, next thing. There's an interesting Ovester of Nosson. I want to read you the Lushan. Okay, so the Ovester of Nosson again is coming on. It's fascinating to see how much it expands the Mishnah. So, a Susiyog, you have all the way back in the first Mishnah that you should make a Siyog L'Torah. So, Perek Sheni already goes to the Yanam of Siyog. Ezeo Siyog She'osos L'Torah L'Devoreha. So, the Avastosan tells me that there's such a Musig as a Siyog D'Oraisa. Ezeo Siyog She'osos L'Torah L'Devoreha. Where do you find that the Torah made it a Siyog? That you're telling me that you should make a siyog, where do you get it from? So we would have said, assume mishmaris the mishmarti, right? That the obas of nosan doesn't, which that's a tzivui to make when the more says, the more in Yevamos in the second paragraph, that's a tzivui to make mishmaris. Shniyas min atarim, and how do you know that you're supposed to make shniyas? Shlomo Melech comes along and makes Isser shniyas, where do you get it from? More so, says, assume Ishmeres Mishmarti. Was the pasuk Ushmartem is Mishmarti. Assume Ishmeres Mishmarti. But the Elvis from Nosson doesn't. He says, but Adarab, I bring you a better ride. You see, the Torah itself makes Siyog. Hare Oimer Vali Shabin Idas to Masa. There's an Isser of Nida. And it says a lashon of lo sikrav yachol yichapkena v'inashkena v'yarvi mo b'dvorim b'talem tamalor lo sikrav yachol yishin imo b'begdalemi to tamalor lo sikrav yachol tirtz b'fanav etc. All these things. So the pasuk says no. The issur is bein. But there is a siyog to the serbia of krev. Then it continues with the whole story where they're the more in Shabbos with the mice of the Batada Mechud. Then it says, "Rei Omer Ishi Shal Kol Shev Esrael Lo Sikrivu Lo Sikrivu Chad Omer Al Yisyachad Odom Im Kol Noshim Mepundik Mafilim Al Choysev Im Bitav Nei Das Abrius Lo Yisapri Im Isha Bashuk because of Das Abrius and Ein Tzorim Al Isha Acheris Nei Tanis Abrius Nemer Kan Lo Sikrivu Nemer Lan Lo Sikrav Lo Dovra Maybe Lo Deavera Lo Sikrivu." So Pashas is saying that the Isser of Lusikrivu is also a Tsiyog, so the Isser of Bia. So the Torah says all of the Syria, all of Arayas, the Torah says Lashon Lusikrivu do not come to the Arayas to tell me that there's an Isser of Krebel Arayas, Xera, or a Tsiyog Otu Bia. Mekan Amra Yisyachad Adam Im Kolam Nashim Mepundik. So Pasha's Abbas and Ross is learning the Isser of Yehud is a Gzera Otu Bia, right? But on a Deraisa level. On a Deraisa level. Okay, so according to if our Gemara is accepting the Abbas and Ross, so then yes, the Chacham, if we have a right to be Darish time of the Kra, the Torah says there's an Isser of Yichud, and it goes into the Sikrivu. So the logic is because of Sikrivu. If I can give you a case where not Chayshus is going to become to Yikrivu, it's going to be Mutter. So then the worst question is: the Chachamim came along and made their Havdoris. They said, you know, this makes sense to us. This doesn't make sense to us. This we're going to allow. We're going to allow one woman with two men. We're not going to allow one man with two women. What's the difference? And then that's the Morris Teretz. I don't know whether you have to comment on Abbas Durm Nossin. It could be just in the Pasuk itself. I mean, what's the drash over here in the Pasuk itself? So there seems to be a difference in the Babli and the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi seems to be much easier in Pshat and the Pasuk. The Pasuk continues, the Pasuk over there, Kisiswa Sechicha Ben Yimecha, right? And the Pasuk, the Lashon of the Pasuk over there goes through all of the relatives. So one of them says Bitcha Beseser Lamer. That's one of the, so means Vaisecha is the father's with his daughter Beseser. Right, like that's very easy to darshan the pasuk. Now, yeah, you could darshan maybe they're baser. Who said that they're behetzer? I mean, the whole thing is, you know, they're being maces for a fotozara. So yeah, but they're makbid on sneish yusus. You know, but okay. But the Shalmi makes the drasha based on that. So it says bitcha beseser vice versa. That a father can be with his daughter beseser, and then your medayik other arayas not. The Babli's drush is a little more challenging. It'd be nice to say that the Gemara is being sermach on the lashon of Beseser then to the pasuk that Ben the we're darshining Ben Imecha a drusha Ben with the mother Beseser like that says end of the pasuk. Okay, so whatever this the Gemara is coming along and saying the bets and the words Ben Imecha are extra because like. It's Achicha. What's Afkin? It's Ben Imecha. It's Ben Avicha. Who cares? It's your brother. Don't listen to him. Like, you know, the Pasuk is saying, don't listen even to your brother. So just say Achicha. What's not Afkin? A zeh. Like the Morris says. So the Morris says Ben Imecha is for its own drasha. To tell me Ben Imecha b'seiser, which means a diuk Ben Imecha Ben with the mother b'seiser, nobody else b'seiser. But once the Torah wrote the Isser of Yichud and Azam and Oifin that there are cases which are mutter. So again, yes, now it's already not the cause of the Chachamim to be magder what yeah and what nisht. If the place that you teach me the Isser of Yichud is in a pasuk of Heter, so I mean, you're telling me up front that there's cases which are not us. Good, so now I have a right to darshan, dos yeah, dos nisht. That's the car without getting involved in l'sikrivu, that the Isser is l'sikrivu, l'galoy serva, even without saying that that's the reason why it's usr. I mean, obey from the drush of the pasuk, the car you should be able to say it. Okay, that's beside the sugya of Gemara is very clear that the more later on starts saying cases which you know the Gemara says so now the pasuk is a ben with a name or like Yerushalmi a father with a daughter. So the Gemara says mishiachad adam im achoyser v'darim imoy v'imbitoy. Now, so the Babi doesn't bring this pasuk of Bito. So Rashi says, so where did Bito come from? What's the heter of Bito of Achoise? It says a son with a mother. There's a lashon of the Gemara one place. I remember the Gemara. The Gemara says that a person is not misav to the makom where he came from. So that's intrinsically bechelal. That's nothing. That's nothing to do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin that the Ashkenaz and Gedolah were mavatal yitzur derayis. The Gemara is saying intrinsically the nature is that a person is not misav the makom that he came from. So the Tarek Punt gave me the Hechatimsa, where intrinsically by nature it's never that's so. What gave you right to mimata other krivin? So Rashi says because there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, you know, the person that the chomer and vatal yitzadarayis. Rashi and Pei Aleph and Beis. Okay, Madar Mima Bima Imbitor. They'll talk Yitzir Layo. The Hanabe Anshik Esa Gadayla. They'll Megara Bekrufta. So yeah, so clear the way Rashi learned in the Gemara, we're being darish time at a grow. Even the Torah only said they had to buy Ben with a name, but now the Rashi says Manhechanami. Once upon a time, with a daughter, the Pasha's way Rashi learned in the Gemara, or with a sister, was Taka Issa the rice of Yichud, because they Taka was a Yitzra, for Rayas for these people, and the Hetter was only Dafka Ben with a name. But now the Anshei Nesach Gedolah came and changed that. It's Mutter Deraisa. Because there's no longer a Chashash. And the Isser is not an Isser Be'etzem. It's an Isser because of a Chashash. Chardosh Teit and Rashi. Yeah, am I making sense?
Rashi and
Pei Alpha and Beis. Rashi, the Dorimim of Imbita. It's you know, the way Rashi's learning, it's Mukhach and the Gemara, this Yisod. Right? It's not Stam. The Gemara is telling me, Yikotch, I have a Pasuk, and it's a Pasuk. Right? So, but the lumpness of the Pasuk is Dafka in a certain Eifin, and Mela must be other certain Eifanim or Mutter, and now we're going to must cost the Chachamim to figure out what's also and what's Mutter. So what's the Chashash? The Chashash is the Maisibiyah, and that's it. How Chazal knew the Chashash is a Maisabiyya? Because the car that Stam with the Chashash is, we should answer it, right? Because they'll create a Kravis? Maybe that's not a reason that we should do that. Why am I telling you all of this? There's a piece from Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in the Surabiyya, in Perek HaBeis, which is the Perek of Yichud, says not like me. So there's a Gemara Pei Aleph and Aleph. You didn't get there yet, but the Gemara says, "Omer Rabba Bala Beir Ein Cheshishin Mishum Yichud." Right? The Heter Bala Beir. So the Mechalkas Rashi and Tosis how to learn that Gemara. The Gemara says a very interesting lashon. Ein Cheshishin Mishum Yichud. It's Mutter Bala Beir. It's Mutter Lis Yachid. What's the lashon? Ein Cheshishin Mishum Yichud. So Rashi says in that Gemara. Okay. Baal Rir and Cheshlam Shem Yichud Lahalkis the Mitzvah of Baal Hashtahosi. So we're not cautious to give Malkis, even though there's Malkis Mir Abonin for being over the Yisrael of Yichud. You don't do it by Baal Abir because Mustafa, they didn't do anything wrong, because she's always scared the husband might come home. So Tosis Baal Abir Pirsha Kutra saying Cheshlam Lahalkis Mashin Mitech Perusha HaYisura Me'ika. Baal Meir is not a heter according to the way Tosfos learns Rashi. Baal Meir is not a heter on Yichud. It takes off the Malkus, which would be there, but it's not a heter on Yichud. Tosfos says it's shared in the Gemara Vayter. Therefore, Tosfos says Cheshu Shem Klami Shem Yichud Afili Isur Lek. Tosfos says there's not an Isur. There's no Isur of Yichud. Baal Meir is Mater Yichud. Right. So now, so Rashi comes along and says, one second. Rashi's telling me that we're not worried they did anything wrong. Because Mistifi mi Baal Hashtahosi. So why is it a mutter? Like Tosfos says. So if not, you're not afraid to do anything wrong. And the whole list of Yichud can do something wrong. You know not going to do anything wrong. So what are you worried about? So why is it us? So he's a device list. Rashi learns that Yichud is us. It's an Yisra of the Torah. So he said it also. But they're not going to do anything. That's very nice. So we're not going to give you Malkus after you did it. But it doesn't make him mutter. So he what?
So
The Malchus is not. So why do you get Malchus for the Malchus means out the pasuk alone. It's not Chai Malchus. It's a Lashon Asay or Lashon, you know, Lab Bomikal Asay, whatever it is. It's not Chai Malchus, right? So the Elamite of Malchus should be because where Rashi learns the Gemara, the more telling me the Malchus you give is because we're afraid of what was done inappropriately, not because of the Issa which we have over here. So that's how he suggests in Rashi. So it's a nice horror in the Rashi Pelham and Alpha. What does he do with Rashi Pelham and Bays? Right? But we have a case that once upon a time you're telling me before the Anshe Kesed Gedolah, so the Pasuk told me there's an Isser of a Yichud of a father with a daughter, and there's an Isser of Yichud with a brother with a sister. So that's the Pasuk. No, it's not. We're not worried about doing anything. Well, good. So we're not worried about doing anything. But still, it's a lawsuit. You know, we're not worried about doing anything. But it's a lawsuit. So, I mean, the Kazanisha, the Madura Kama of Yeshu came out the of the Kazanish. So he responded to it. And he said that that's not true. That's not the pshat. You know, etc. As you can imagine, that you know the pshat said dosh date istachadin. You know, and the Kazanish says he didn't live with istachadin. That didn't work for him. Istachadin, right? Okay, so what are we saying? So it's not a din, it's not a Isra Torah, it's a Chashash Teraisa. So do you find, you know, we have Abbas Reb Nosson which says it. I would love the Gemara to quote Abbas Reb Nosson. I mean, like it's a Kiddush. The Pasha you learn, yes, even if the Torah, the Sibas Isser, the Torah answered something because of the Gezer, but the Torah answered something, so it's also, right? Where do you, Moshe Kosta the Chachamim is not so poshut. Yeah, you have a Gemara, says the Gemara says it by Chol HaMoed. Good. Shkoyach. Right? By the Malachas, we learn off the Mishkan, the Chachamim had to come and be Magda what the Malachas are. Good. But it's straightforward. Don't, a man and woman should meet together. No, this woman is Mutter. Right? So the way I'm understanding, because the fact that Torah Lashon had to, that's where it comes from. Right, that we understand clearly. It's not an Isser, just an Isser Azal, like Rav Shach is saying. It's an Isser Stam, but it's a Gzeira Deraisa. So therefore, if I have a right to come along and say that in the cases where there's no Gzeira Deraisa, it's going to be Mutter. So there's a beautiful piece from Rav Yosef Engel in Lech HaKtov. In Klal Ches, he has the whole siman is about, is there such a thing as Gzeira Deraisa? Right, do you find such a thing as Xeris Deraisa? That's like a straight up reverse of Engel's alley, right? You know, are such a thing as Xeris Deraisa? Okay, right. So he quotes Abba Sturm Nosson L'Sikribu. Like, you know, how do you know that it's Xeris Deraisa? Maybe it's also Batsim. You look at Lashon the Rambam. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam's Lashon is not like that. The Rambam Lashon the Sefer Mitzvahs and Shinun Gimel. The way I understand the Rambam and the Lashon the Chinuch is it's not Xeris. You should also ultimately he's adain mikrev al arayis. He's adain lashon idun madanim. You shouldn't enjoy hanging out with women. That's what Rama says. Lashon, right? So yes, what is usur, the type of things which eventually will lead to arayis. Can I quote him Silsa Shardim? I don't know. What during the halacha shir, Parakut Aleph, the key is. What? That's yeah. Well, one second. I'm going to get to there. Right. The Mishnah Shem Perkid Aleph. The Mishnah Shem points out. He says that the is it Kremel Arayis are not only a Gzeira Otsu. They're Be'etzim Osir, because that's itself the Torah Asir. There's doing a Maisa of touching, of speaking. You know, he has all the different things. This is Arayis the Peh, Arayis the Yad. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah Shem over there. You know, keep quoting yourself. Sharm is it's in Perikam the Kiyas. He's telling halacha lemaisa. These are not stam. You know, these are be'etzim isurim.
Like by that, he compares it to
the zeros. No, that's earlier. I'm saying that's earlier. You find this, but you know, now. So Rav Yosef Engel goes through a list. So he says, the Ran says this is why Rabbi Yemotz said the Ran in the beginning of Sefer Pesachim is because the Torah was concerned we might come need comments, so the Torah asked it. How far do you take this? See, he points out the Supreme Gadol in the Psicha says there's no Isser Chatzi Shir. There's no Isser Chatzi Shir by Rabbi Yemotz. Why? Because since it's only Gzeira, we don't do. Even the Isser of Bechati Shir is also, it's also the rice of the Gzeira, like, you know, the Prima Gadam assumes. It's learned from the Pasuk, call, right? Kolchela, we darshim even Katishir. But the more said, and in the Bavli there's two lasharnas. When we learn the sugya, in the Bavli there's two lasharnas. But it's either because it's chasal it's the rufe, or because of kol. Yerushalmi says that that Rish Lakish argues and Berachon agrees in a case where it's possible to come to mitzvah if it will talk about yosir, means he's agreeing that they said the rice is because the chashashim might come to eat, put it together. So the Prima Gadam assumes there's no Eser Chatzi Shir by Yiroh, because by Yiroh it's only Gzeirah to eating chametz. Kesem Mishra writes in one place, he says, Eser Bishop of Basa Becholov, because you might come to eat Basa Becholov. He quotes that. He quotes this Avos Rav Nosson by Lasir Kruvu. He quotes, and he understands the Sugim here of Yichud like that. You know, he has other examples also. He has 17 examples. Passes from Yerushalmi Bengal. He goes through 17 examples where you have a Musig of a Gzeirah on the Raisa level. Now, even if you tell me it's exam on the Raisa level, but the Torah asked it because of a concern to something else. But it doesn't mean it has the heter automatically. The Kiddush of the Prima Gadim is it has a din of Xer the Raisa Ad Kedekat Xer Xer Lo Arena. Right? That's a plea. That's on the Prima Gadim is a plea at Suma, right? That you should Ad Kedek. He's doing two things. He's saying Katzi Shir is itself Xer the Kedin. Aleph, he's saying by Yiroh, he's accepting the and that's shot in the ring. He has to turn to the more is mashal. There's no din of chatzis shir by Yiroh. That's why. I mean, there are other reasons why we have a din of chatzis shir by Yiroh, because how you mitzarf the two chatzis shir. But that's there are other mahalkim timaz or why there's no din of chatzis shir by Yiroh. So there is a musig of exera the rice, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it gets all the dinim now of exera. Now the Torah asked it. The Pasha, you learn the Ran. The Ran is giving me the Ran. Change his name to Reb Shimon for a minute. He starts time in a Kroah, right? He says, you know, why the Torah be makra by chametz more than any other issue in the Torah that you can't even own it? Because we're concerned you might come to eat it. Okay. But does it have any hashlachot, halacha lamaisa? No. Right? That's what you would have learned the pshat in the Ran. It's like a, right? He's answering an interesting theoretical question. Right? But he's taking it out of Kedekach. Now, but if you get to the Rambam, you get the Lashon of the Rambam. Now, the Lashon of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah is interesting. You look at the Frankel Sefer Mitzvah after Lashon Hiskarim. You look at the old Sefer Mitzvah as Lizadeh. Now, you look at the Sefer Achinuch, which follows the Rambam, the Sefer Achinuch in the Mitzvah Kufeches, his Lashon is Lizadeh. Like the Lashon of the Sefer Mitzvah, which the old one, not like the Frankel one. So I didn't check into what the Makor is, that what the correct Lashon is one way or the other. But the Ramban, the Megillas Esther, clearly had that Girsa, because he says the Ramban is massing on it. And he quotes, as he's quoting the Ramban, is Lisadeh. There's an Isra Be'atzim of being in a state of Kreva Larayas, of Chibuk or Nishuk, is Be'atzim, something inappropriate. Not Otu, the Gzer, what it's going to cause down the road.
Is
Garer's
mashma
caused
down the road? The
Lashon of the Frankel. He's Karev. Lashon of Treva. Right. Oh. Right. Right. So that, you know, that's more debatable. The Chinuch does the same thing, that he starts off with Lisad and Krevel Arayas, and he adds in, like the Avos Rav Nosson, he adds in Yichud. He has an issue of Yichud over there also. So Pasha, according to the Chinuch, Yichud goes into the Sula Sikrubulagaloserva, like the way the Avos Rav Nosson learns. And that's an issue. And that's an issue of Lisadim. Hanging out with a woman is usher. Yes, we understand that this is because it might bring to something, but the etz on the Torah asher, this act of being together. Period. Right? So then, you have to send all the Gemaras. So what are we saying? So we're saying now Rashi came along and said that once Chazal were oiker the Yitzra derayis for an achaisai, there's no Yitzra of Yichud with an achaisai. Once what there was, and now there isn't anymore. I mean, you hang out with an Erev. Right? So it has to be that you know, the lomnus has to be, in that case, at least we don't understand that the lomnus has to be, why that's different than balabir, and that would answer Pshach also. That the pshat is that we change the relationship. The person doesn't have the hanoah being with an erva when he's with his akaisa anymore. Once upon a time he did. The Torah didn't aser akaisa, the Torah aser an erva. The act of being miskarev to an erva. So if you relate to your sister the same way you relate to your brother, it's not being miskarev to an erva anymore. It's not a kreva which the Torah aser. Yes, but now once the Torah answered it, it's an Isser B'Etzem. But what's the Isser? But Balabi is a Grashi. She's not going to do anything, but she's an Eishas Ish. You're enjoying the interaction, the intimacy of being with an Eishas Ish. No, not going to be Mutter. That's the current word of Shach is coming from, to understand Rav Shach, the Mahalach, in the Sugya. Now, one other issue, which is a totally separate Sugya, which once you tell me the Isser is lo sikrivu, and we're afraid what it's going to lead to, why does it have to lead to that right now? That to make it Osir? Okay? I'll tell you where I'm going to. It's a fascinating thing. The poskim grapple with the Shir Yichud. How long is the Isser of Shir Yichud? The poskim, all the chubas talk about elevators, you know, grapple with, you know, how long is the Shir Yichud? It is fascinating. There's no Gemara that discusses Shir Yichud. There's none of the Rishonim discuss Shir Yichud. The first discussion of Shir Yichud wakes up about 250 years ago. Like, where was everybody until now? Because we have a Gemara in Saita, which the more discusses the Shir of Nistara. Now, that's very easy. That Gemara is discussing that she had Kinui, and she was told not to be with this fellow, and the Torah, she's an Eishas Ish, and we're afraid that there was Bia. So the Torah said, good, so now she was over the Hasra of the man. is what's the Shir? Yeah, that makes sense. Right? Over here, we're worried about something else. What are we worried about? So we're worried about they're going to do Bia on the spot. Mehechatesi. When we ask her Losikavu that a man can't kiss a woman, we're afraid because they're going to do Bia on the spot? No, we're asking because this leads to a relationship which eventually is going to do something inappropriate. I don't know how long, 6 months from now. So I come along and I tell you, by the way, there's an Isser of Yichud. You know what? The same way there's an Isser of Chibuk and Nishuk, hanging out with a woman B'Seisr is also problematic. What's going to be? It makes a relationship. When is it going to happen? 6 months from now. Who said it's happening right now? So, interesting, the Rambam, when he comes along and says the Heter Baal Abir, he doesn't say Hashdasi. He says, Amos Bala Aleha. You're not going to make a relationship with this woman because she's uncomfortable. Her husband's in town. She has a certain type of attitude towards other men. Her husband's not in town. She has a different attitude. You're not going to make that type of relationship, which is going to be problematic down the road.
Instead of saying what?
Rashi says the mistafi mibal hashta osi. Any moment she's afraid the husband is going to walk in. So Rashi's learning that the chashash she's going to be like Rashi says in the Mishnah. She's going to be on the spot. So she's not going to be on the spot when the husband's in town, right? The nafkamina between the Rambam and Rashi is, you know, all the poskim grapple. What do you do in a big city? What do you do nowadays? You know, with the iPhones. You know, like, you know, the husband calls from his iPhone and she presses find husband on the button. It shows her on her phone where he is, and she can calculate now with her ways how long it takes to get here. She knows she has an hour before the guy comes home. Is there a heter? So Chazon Ish says, yeah, because the Rambam says Amos Balola. It's nothing to do with the fact that he's Hashtrasi. That's nice according to the Rambam, not according to Rashi. So leaving that nafkamina halacha l'maisa, which is, we'll just got to talk about the halacha l'maisa, because that's very negay halacha l'maisa. But go back a step. Once you tell me the isser is kreva l'rayus, it's this isser of the sikru l'galoy sevor, and that's a kreva l'rayus. Why is it different than chibuk nishuk? It's an isser be'atzem. And even tell me, no, it's not an isser be'atzem. It's an isser be'atzem because of gzera d'raisa. Yeah, but what's the gzera otu? Why is the gzera otu be on the spot? Why isn't the Gzera Otsu that they're going to become intimate and down the road? So, There's a marshal says Ein Chanami. The Yamshu Shlomo over here,
Simchatal,
is Ein Chanami. Who says this? The marshal,
the Yamshu Shlomo over here. The Yisrael of this Adem, of this Karim, is on both of them or only on the man?
I can bring you Makaris both ways. You know, the Nafkamina maybe is Lagabi the Malkin. There seems to be Machloikis, how to learn that Malkin. The Rama's Lashon's Malkin is on the man and the woman. Right? There are others in Madaik that Malkin is only on the man. This Marshal is brought in the Beis Shmuel. And the Chalkas Mechaykik, and the Taz says, no, it's not true. Like Rashi says, the Cheshash is beyond the spot. So this is Mechaykis, the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechaykik on one side, and the Taz on the other side. Lamaisa, what is the Cheshash? The Cheshash, so, and Nafkimina Lamaisa, back to your elevator, is tremendous Nafkimina Lamaisa. Right? So, like Rosh Hashanah points out, that this issue of the sheer yichud is all talking about that there's a forced end to the yichud, right? Without anything, without the two individuals taking any action, the yichud will end. Somebody's going to be walking in a minute from now. The door might open up when they get to the 25th floor. But if there's a situation where they only plan to be there for a moment, but they can stay longer, the issue starts immediately, because who said they're going to leave after the minute? That's exactly what we're afraid about, to be together, and who knows what's going to happen. Yeah, I'm planning not to stay for long. It doesn't have to. Right? The whole discussion of that there's a sheer yichud is because it's going to end. Okay, so if the cheshash is bia, so then we understand. Like, you know, once I figure out what my sheer yichud is, and I tell you there's a shir yichud, and well, how long does it take to do bias? I have to figure out the sugya over there in sight to how long it takes and apply it halacha lemaisa. According to Marshal, that's not relevant. The cheshash is that being together leads to something down the road. So now I have to know. So how long is the shir? So none of Rishonim say a shir. Now I'm not going to ask Rashi to say shir. If the Gemara doesn't say it, Rashi doesn't say it. But why didn't the Gemara say it? The Marshal has a very strong point. So that's fascinating. The first one of the first.
The very fact that no shir is mentioned, a raya that loisikavu is the.
It's not a, you know, if it's a din of bia alone, so then okay, you could argue that our Gemara is being samech on the more insight. So the more insight that went through like seven different shittas to know him how long shir's theory is, and go, you know, ayin shom, right? So we don't have to, you know, we don't have to figure it out ourselves. We already went through the sugya over there. Okay. Ramosha comes along and says that's not really the shear, because if your question from over there, you know, they plan beforehand. You walk into an elevator with a friend, woman. It's not going to happen immediately. You have to be a fat to her first. So Nafkin, he says in shear yichud we make Nafkin to a woman that you're familiar with and one you're not familiar with. They do ma'asebiyah requires being pashut begodim. Right? It requires putting back on begodim and looking respectable before you walk out the door. So the shir yichud over there, which you're discussing in the Gabi, the shir bia, is not the shir that we're discussing over here, right? Rav Moshe doesn't put a number on it, you know. But the Devar Halacha, you start learning Hilchos Yichud. The most basic form was Rishon Zalman Shruger, put out a sefer on Hilchos Yichud b'chayiv of the Chasanish. The first printing was like in Nun Gimel or Nun Dalet, like almost right after the Chazanish was Nifter, I think. And he has conversations. A lot of the Makaris we have with Chazanish and Yichud are from him. Like he quotes them, you know, it's been reprinted, I think, five times at least since then. Any time he adds more. He said he works out the Sugya of the Gemara, when it comes out Shir Yichud is 35 seconds. 35 seconds. Because the Gemara says that the time it takes to cook egg, you know, he cooked eggs. He sat there and he studied it. He came up with a shear. This is the shear. How long it takes to figure out. And Moshe says, Dine Weiss says the shear is at least is probably 7 minutes. And he's mocked around 5 minutes. according to the Moshe, Pashas, the Shir would be something along those lines. I mean, take time to be Pashas Begadim, to be Leibish Begadim, make yourself respectable, do my Sabiya, and be Mefata, maybe, you know. I don't know. If you ask me where the Briskets came up with their Shir of 9 minutes for Yichud, by the Chasna, by the Chuppah, right? They're being way machmer on that end of the scale, because for 9 minutes, you know, if the Dar Lacha says the Shir Yichud is 35 seconds, right? And just on the record for that, I was actually twice an aide. Rukreiser was the Sada Kedushin, and I was the aide, and I asked him, like, how long is the Shir Yichud? He says he was an aide by Reb Chaim Moser. Reb Chaim Moser was in Sada Kedushin, he was an aide. Reb Chaim Moser told him 5 minutes. Okay, so my Rishi Reb Chaim used to also tell us, you know, he said 5 minutes. I'm assuming that was the standard number they use in Litna. So that's what the Dying Wise says, and it's true that the Shir Yichud is 5 minutes. I don't know where 9 minutes comes from. It's a Brisker Chumra, and I'm not a big fan of Brisker Chumras and these type of thing. I don't know, all of a sudden they get 9 minutes, you know, and they also have to lock the door, like, you know.
What?
First of all, without the Rambam, you don't need Shir, you don't need Yichud or Lebiya. Mishabura Paskins, you don't need Yichud or Lebiya for Yichud for Chasnas. We had a Maisa by Yisrael Hayetz Chasna. So it was in downtown, and one of the hotels that were there. So the room that the hall designated for the Yichud room, whatever the room was. The Adam come running back. There are windows out to the, it's on the first floor. There's windows out to the sidewalk, and the curtains are sheer, and it was you could see inside. Right, so is it good? So I was standing with Rabbi Adam Rizatzal, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he starts laughing. So he says to me, "Mr. Burr," I said, "Okay, yeah, Mr. Burr." They look like, "What? Where is Mr. Burr talking about the halachas of Yichud?" Right, it's a fair to Mishnah Berurah. In Simin Shilam Atas at Hilchos Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says that the halacha is that you cannot do the Maisa Chuppah. But they used to get married on Erev Shabbos. They were standard to get married on Erev Shabbos, but you can't do the Chuppah on Shabbos because it's Kainah Lagabi Yerush, etc. You can't do Kinyan on Shabbos. You have to make sure you do the Chuppah before Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, okay, so what's called Chuppah? Mishnah Berurah says, even if people are walking out of the room, it's called Chuppah as long as it's the Makom, which they have said that's in it for themselves. He's not questioned for the sheet as a Rambam that you need Yichud or Lebiya. Halacha l'maaseh Mishnah Berurah. You said on the Mishnah Berurah the Gabi Yom Kippur, what you're allowed to do, what not allowed to do. Well, Shabbos, but the Gabi this, you make sure you have to lock the door. You have to lock the door, really? When Rashi Reb Chaim never locked, I can't imagine Rudiman never sets out told the Adam to lock a door, right? You don't think so? I don't think so either. But I can tell you Rashi Reb Chaim never told us to lock a door. Now, Reb Chaim didn't tell me to lock the door either. Right, because there's no lock, you have to lock the door. Somebody's allowed to go in there. You're allowed to walk in, Mishnah Berurah says. So you have to lock the door, really. And another, I want to point out, so when you, and here's a chumra which also led to the kula. When they didn't walk in the room, what are they looking for? Make sure nobody's in there. They walk in there, make sure there's no other door on the other side to get out. But now people don't know that because they think the problem is they have the Rambam. So they look for it, nobody, then they walk out. They didn't check there's another door. How do you know that there were maybe she walked out the other door. They don't check for that because they got in their mind this chumrah of the. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's where chumrahs become coolers. That's why I'm not a big fan of chumrahs. You know, halacha is a good thing to know. You know, you know what the basic halacha is, and then we'll discuss chumrahs on top of that. Okay. I want to tell you a fascinating lashon. Pass through the sefer mitzvahs over there. So this lashon, you know, that which the prima godim assumes a chatzi shir is some zera type of a din. It's a Ramban. Okay, that Ramban over there in Shinon Gimel. Let's say Shinon Gimel when he talks about Shinonanim. He's starting by his adin beachas mikol elah harai. It's like the lashon, you know, the Rambam says, right? So according to the Rambam, you get Malkus. You get Malkus on the Isra of the secret where you get Malkus alone. So that the Hirab Motza Bryce is Uma Fereshes, which is this Lashon of Sifri, that Lashon of the same Lashon of Sifri, etc. Batol Devor Be'ilin God. He has a Sifrit, he has a Safroa, I'm sorry, to rely on. He has a Tarskanim to rely on. Kfiin Batel made it over Cain. She would crave a Shein Bagili Erva. There's not Lavu Malkus. He goes to the Sigur over there in Shabbos, the Hubigla, Hibigla, etc. Batecha Devor, he throws in a Lashon. He calls it a Hasmachta. So he said like this: "V'kimish also kain nabi miham shki etzlam zel yisamid rabbanan oyia mina tara the cholam misanim isura isurahu keinin bechatzi shir." Right? He says maybe it's the rabbanan, the sister of kavel arayis, or maybe it's a deraisa, but you sort of this deraisa is it's kain a concept of bechatzi shir. It's like a chatzi shir of erva. The Shir of Chaim used to say over from the Ragachavar, which there's a musik of Chati Shir Be'echus, Chati Shir is Nomi Bekamus, there's a musik of Chati Shir Be'echus type of a sore. He said at the Masber, the din, that why Ben Noach is Chayiv Misa on a Trefa, because a Trefa is a Chati Shir of Chiyus, and Ben Noach, there's no din of Shir by Ben Noach, so for Ben Noach is Chayiv, when Ben Noach Shahar Trefa is Chayiv. He sells Shahar Trefa is butter, because it's a Chatzi Shir of Chiyus. The Trefa is not fully Chai. So, the Chatzi Shir of Be'echus of Chiyus, as I said over from the Raga Shavar. Definitely not a brisker stickle Torah. Okay, but that's a fascinating. The Ramban himself introduces such a musig that there's the Chatzi Shir is this like. Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah, but it's only Chatzi Shir. It's not Chai Malkus.
Of what?
He's saying the same way there's a musig of a chatzi shir, a person eats a half a kezayas of chaylev, he's not chay malchus, but he's over nisad deraisa, right? Because you're in nishanam isura. You didn't do the maisa isura lagamri, but you're in nishanam isura, so the kreval arayas is being nishanam isura, so it's also usur. It's kain the isur of chatzi shir. Okay.
So he would be learning that
the Ramban would be bringing out such a musig that there's an Isser Be'etzim of by Kreva. He doesn't say by Yichud. He doesn't discuss Yichud. He says by Kreva. Okay. So getting back to the Gemara.
Kreva Dehainu Nishuk.
So just let's recap what we have over here. So the Gemara starts to tell me chilukim where certain cases are mutter, certain cases are aser. One man with two women is aser. Two women, one woman with two men is mutter. The more I ask my time, the way the Chacham Zadam understands, the more is understand that's not an issa deraisa. So why we're chacham geizer it? And then the more it moves into what's the case, what's the Isser Deraisa, Remez Yichud in the Torah. Okay, we handled, is the Isser Yichud, what exactly is the Isser Yichud in Isser Be'etzim, where Rav Shach learns in Rashi. We point out in Rashi, at first glance, it's going to be very difficult to understand. Rashi on Pe'alaf on Mabez, that's the Rashi on Pe'alaf on Manal, Rashi on Pe'alaf on Mabez. Then he said, okay, if you learn, it's a din of a chashash, so it may, that means we're demoting it to a drabbanon. No, it could be a sol deraisa. You find xeris on a deraisa level. That's regressive angle. Then the question is, what is the xera otzu? That itself seems to be very debatable. From there we went to the conversation: Is there a shear for the iser of yichud? If you tell me that it's a chashash atubia immediately, so obviously there has to be a shear, and then chatzi shear is going to be mutter. Because the Meryl Diskin, it's at the back of his tshuvas, he has like something, you know, like one line or two line pieces. He says that by shear of yichud, chatzi shear also minotar. He says even Pachas Mishir is Osir. He accepts the Shir of the Mor over there in Saita. Applies it over here. It's Chatzis Shir Osir Min HaTorah. That's what the Merle Diskin says. So he says Taka there's a little Chatzis Shir. So that itself is fascinating. I mean, he's accepting Batsim. There's a Musuk of a Shir. We're saying maybe there's no Shir. Batsim. The whole thing is Osir, right? He's saying no. There is a Shir. But Chatzis Shir is also Min HaTorah. So the Shir is a Maisabia. You can't do Maisabia in a Chatzis Shir. It's impossible. So it's not a cause of the Rufe for sure. Like, so what exactly is this Isser of a Chatzis Shir? So he's sort of like saying I'm telling you that it's a Shir, which means I'm telling you that the Chashash is Altabia. But now it became an Isser Be'atzim. And Mela what Isser Be'atzim and Shaykh and a Chatzis Shir. Like that's what's going to come out of Cardinal Diskin. So he is also, you know, he's like, he was a brisker, right? It's an Isser Be'atzim, even though the Yisod of the Isser is built on Maisabia, and that's why they could Shaykh a Shir. But once that's true, it's an Isser Be'atzim, and Mela Chatzis Shir is also going to be also. The other person, the dings on him, is like, what are you talking about? It's not Shaykh Maisabia. So if all this is Atta Maisabia, it's not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh Chatzis Shir. It's more like Chatzis Malacha. Right? You know, that's the chiluk that the Chlush Hashi Shem in Mishnayis and in Shabbos on the Mishnah of the Lama Tes Malachas. So he wants to know why it says the Shir by Teufer. It says the Shir by something that says the Shir. It doesn't tell me Kaitzik or Grogus. Tell me Kaitzik or Grogus. What's the difference? It says, because over there, my six here is a my six here bad. Elamai what? There's a loch of shear. The shear is kagarga. Say, you need a kashivas of a maisa. Right. Being tied for one tefira is not a tefira. You're not connecting anything with one tefira. It doesn't hold. You need to, that's called, he calls it a chatzi malacha. Right? So, this is the chatzi shear of yichud is more like a chatzi malacha. It's impossible, the whole thing. It doesn't exist. If the whole thing is because you might do a bia during the time, you can't do a bia during the time, so what's the isser? If it's an isser batsim, so then a shaykh wants to have a chatzis shir. So we're introducing that, but could be baklau, but hecha they say the shir is, so karta marshal, there's no din of shir because the isser is not now. This is what might lead to down the road. All the paiskim, kamat pechad, I mean, so the Beis Shmuel brings him, the marshal, and the chachos mechaykh brings the marshal. The taz dings is very stark. And the later poskim are handling any of his matra elevators. They're going with the mahalach. It's not shaykh bia, so they're all being semichan. The shita's a taz, not like the mershal. Okay, that's all that here.